हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। This is 25th chapter of the teachings of Queen Kunti, unalloyed devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam, verse number 1842. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrit ratim budvahatat adha गंगे वौघम उदन्वति। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु, एज द गैंजस फॉर एवर फ्लोज टू द सी विदाउट हिंड्रेंस, लेट माई अट्रैक्शन बी कॉन्स्टेंटली ड्रॉन अन टू यू विदाउट बीइंग डाइवर्टेड टू एनी वन एल्स। प्लीज रिपीट दिस ब्यूटिफुल ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु, एज द गैंजस फॉर एवर flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. So this is a beautiful prayer by Kunti. In one previous verse we were discussing about how Kunti is praying to Krishna, please cut off the ties of my affection to my children Pandavas, Pandus and Vrishnis. So my mother and father's side, whatever connection, material connection I am feeling with them, please kindly cut off the tie of affection, she says. Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu, she said before. And here she is saying, let me develop attachment to you. See, so what Prabhupada is saying here, we will read a few lines. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord. When is perfection achieved in pure devotional service? When? So in between, a last question also. That is why you have to be here very attentively. The Prabhupada says here, perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is perfection of pure devotional service. Actually, in India, people are surely very pious and religious, but they rarely divert all their attention towards transcendental loving service. In fact, they have too many other diversions. They have little piety and more of materialism in India. So that's why we call us pious materialist, we call it. Pious materialist means they have some kind of piety. They go to some on Friday evening some Hanuman Mandir and Tuesday evening some Durga Mandir. They go to some temples. But going to those temples also is done with the purpose of getting something in return. See, dharma, artha, kama. These three are called as swasukha prapti. And moksha is called swadukha nivaran. So both are swa-swa only. Swasukha prapti, you do dharma, what for? I want artha. Srila Prabhupada once said, I was hearing in a lecture, he says, just see modern man, he is so proud that I have a big car. Everybody is satisfied with having a big car. Only thing is they cannot drive fast because there are thousands of cars in the road. So what is the fun in having a big car? You can just be satisfied that I have a big car. That's all. You can sit inside and keep quiet. Inch by inch you can go. He's very proud. And he said, in this way, when everybody becomes materialistic, they want to accumulate more and more goods for enjoyment. You know, there was a very simple mobile at one time. And after that they had more sophisticated mobiles which came. Now there is touchpad, now there is BlackBerry, so many things have come now. In fact, people rarely use the mobile for phoning purpose. Many other purposes are there in the same mobile, you know, emailing, you know, clicking photographs and videos and so many things have come. So, modern man is going on manipulating matter to increase the sophistication and comfort level in enjoying life. And in this way he is trying to make this dukkhalayam into a sukhalayam. This material world, which is a place of misery, into a place of happiness. But despite this, he is committing suicide also, you will see. Western country, the suicide rate is maximum. Despite so much comfort and luxury, he is committing suicide, he is not satisfied. So the love for the commodities is a very common thing in the modern times to see, increasing the comfort level. So Prabhupada was telling about his own disciples. Prabhupada said, imagine if somebody gives you, 5 crore rupees and a young beautiful girl to marry. Prabhupada said, my disciples will not accept. He said, of course, if somebody tells you, I'll give you 5 crore rupees and a young beautiful girl to marry, you give up your Krishna consciousness. If somebody tells you, Prabhupada said, my devotees will never give up Krishna consciousness. And then he said, most of them, he said, at least. Because you have to be practicing pure devotion service. Why I told you this? Imagine if a man tells you, industrialist, I'll give you 5 crore rupees and a girl also. So immediately your mind will calculate, okay, if I marry her and put 5 crores in the bank, how much will I get? In 5 years it becomes 10 crores. Isn't it? And in next 5 years it will become 20 crores. It doubles actually every 4 or 5 years. So then somebody might think, I don't have to work at all. And I have a young beautiful girl, I can marry her and I can put the money in the bank and I can enjoy. Correct? This is how mind will calculate. But Prabhupada said, devotees who are practicing pure devotion service will never be willing to give up their devotional service for anything. Another time Prabhupada said similarly, even if you give my disciples 10 crores of rupees, they will never agree to smoke one cigarette also. And then staff reporter was shocked. Really? For smoking one cigarette, even if I give 10 crore, they will not do it? Yeah. And you stand amazed. And then after the reporter went away, Prabhupada told the disciples, you have to live up to this. I have told them. You have to keep this. So, in this way, you will find pure devotion service, when one accepts, one gets such bliss and joy that one will never be willing to forego it for anything lesser. See, in this world always we play with toys or balloon. Then when you grow up, you play with carom or chess. When you grow up, then you play cricket or something. Then when you grow up, then you become busy with your studies, college examinations and everything. Then when you still grow up, you become busy with your company job. You always change your position in this world. When you get something better, you give up the previous one. You give up the childhood proclivities for doing something better, like that. So in this world we are looking for alternatives, but at last when you come to Krishna consciousness, you understand there is nothing better to do than this. So you do only that. And this is avyayam. Avyayam means it's imperishable path. And susukam kartum avyayam. It is joyfully performed and there is no better engagement. One understands that. That's why he is saying, perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have the feeling of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. The symptom of life, such as desire, anger, hankerings and feeling of attraction, cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be negated, but in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord, in place of desire for sense gratification. The so-called affection for family, society, country, etc. consists of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. He is saying. Beautiful. Now here he is saying a very important point. Generally in India, people fear spiritual life for one reason. Why? Because people think spiritual life means deprivation, they think. You have to give up this, you have to give up that, you have to give, you know, relatives, friends and society, everybody, and you go to Himalayas and you live alone in the jungle or something. People have such idea, right? Whenever people talk about some spiritual life. But here Prabhupada is saying, and another thing, people think a spiritualist means he has to be hard-hearted. He has no attachment to anything, he has no affection for anything, he is very dry, you know. And people think, you know, he has no emotions, practically. He is equal in sukha and dukkha, shita and ushna. And like many people, when they glorify the sadhus, they will say, ye maharaj itne bade hain, ye jami mein hi baith jate hain, he doesn't sit on any cushion also. Ek bhi paisa ko chute nahi, correct? You have seen that people say? इतने बड़े महात्मा सिर्फ कॉपीन पहनते हैं बस, दूसरा कुछ धोती भी नहीं पहनते, कॉपीन बाबा. या पीपल ग्लोरीफाई लाइक दैट इन इंडिया. ही सो डिटैच्ड एंड यू नो ही हैज एब्सोल्युटली नो अट्रैक्शन और अटैचमेंट टू एनीबॉडी और एनीवन. सी इंडिया इंडियंस हैव मेनी मेनी मिसकंसेप्शंस अबाउट व्हाट आवर स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ एक्चुअली इज एंड प्रॉपर स्मैशेस एवरीथिंग टू डस्ट ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ मिसकंसेप्शंस. He says, if anybody is so detached, he is a stone. He is not soul. Who is he? Stone only. A stone has no emotions. Like this. No emotion. So, in spiritual life, Krishna doesn't say he doesn't have any emotion. One time, one disciple came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, we met one Mayavadi on the way. He says, why are you people raising the arms and chanting and dancing and crying for Krishna like this? Why are you so weak-hearted? Calling Krishna, Krishna, all the time crying for Krishna. You know? Just, you know, sit in one place and meditate and be peaceful. You can be free from all emotions and you can be peaceful. And Prabhupada said, he's a rascal. Why? Prabhupada said, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. You know, Shikshashtakam, what do you say? Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. Govinda Virahiname. Lord Chaitanya says, my dear Lord Krishna, this whole world appears like a shunya without you. Where are you? Where can I see you? How can I serve you? The whole world is appearing like a dreary void for me without you. So Govinda Virahiname, he is talking about his heart is suffering from Govinda Viraha. When Lord Krishna left Vrindavan at the age of 11, along with Balaram, carried by Akrura, you know, to Mathura, at that time, all the Vajabhasis, the covered boys, covered girls, the cows, calves, and the Baba Yashoda, everybody assembled when the Rath was about to leave. And especially the gropis, the supreme lovers of Krishna. Some of them are lying on the road, some of them are catching the horses, some of them are catching the ropes, some of them are catching the wheel of the chariot, not letting Krishna Balaram to leave Vrindavan. At that time, Krishna told all the Vajabhasis, Ayore, I will come back very soon. Just in a few days I'll come back. And he took permission and when he left, there's a beautiful verse which says, Evam bruvanam virahatura brusham prajastriya krishna vishattamanasa visrajjala jamdurudusmasusvaran ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಮೋದರ ಮಾಧವೇತಿ, ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಮೋದರ ಮಾಧವೇತಿ, ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಮೋದರ ಮಾಧವೇತಿ. ಹೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ, ಹೇ ಮಾಧವ, ಹೇ ದಾಮೋದರ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೋಲ್ ನೈಟ್. ದೇ ವರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಭಜನ್, ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್, ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಐಸ್. ದೇ ವರ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಈವನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಚಿಂಗ್ ದ ರಥ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ ಹೊರೈಸಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸಪಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಯುನೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೊರೈಸಾನ್. ದೇ ವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪೇಂಟೆಡ್ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಸ್ವೆಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೀಪ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಎಮೋಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೀವ್ ದ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಜಯಬಾಸಿಸ್, ದ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ 7.1 ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ಮಯಿ ಆಸಕ್ತ ಮನಾಹ ಪಾರ್ಥ ವಿಯೋಗಂ ವ್ಯುಂಜನ್ ಮದಾಶ್ರಯ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಅರ್ಜುನ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೀಚ್ ಯು ಹೌ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಈ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಇಮೆಚ್ಯೂರ್ ಫೆಲೋ. ಈ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಮೈ ಆಸಕ್ತ ಮನಃ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಯೋಗಂ ಯುಂಜನ್ ಮದ್ ಆಶ್ರಯ ಅಸಂಶಯಂ ಸಮಗ್ರಂ ಮಾಂ ಯಥಾಜ್ಞಾಸಸಿ ತತ್ಶೃಣು. ತತ್ಶೃಣು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಹೌ ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ಬೋಗಸ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ದ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಈ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವೇ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ ದ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಲವ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭಾ ಟೋಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಲೋ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ವೀಕ್ ಹಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಕ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಕ್ರೈ. ಪ್ರಭಾ ಸೇಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೆಲೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ವುಮನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐದರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮಾಯಾ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎನಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಟಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಮೋಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಮೋಷನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡೌಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವೇಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಸರ್ವೇಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಭಾ ಸೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಸ್ ಯ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ವುಮನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ವುಮನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅ ಜಾಬ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಕಾರ್ ಗ್ಯಾರೇಜ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೋಹ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಮಲ್ಟಿಪಲ್ ಶೇಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಾಯಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಫೂಲ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಚೀಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೂಲ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ದ ಪ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನೌ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹಿಪೋಕ್ರೆಟ್ಸ್. The hypocrites will be exposed in time and you see the paper is full of so many advertisements. I mean not advertisements, articles about so many. There was one fellow in South India who used to go to London in big companies like Microsoft. They gave him chance to speak. He would say, I have come here not to tell all of you that I am God. I have come here to tell you that you are all gods. Yeah, this is a fellow. Big companies gave him chance to speak many places. And he opened many centers, many places, and then he fell with some 3-4 cinema actresses in South India, if you see. So these people speak about theory of having no affection or no attachment, but they fall down. Of course, sometimes you find, you may say, in ISKCON, does nobody fall down? You are talking about other societies. Yes, in ISKCON also if you are practicing, if you don't develop spiritual emotion, you will fall down to mental emotion, because that's our philosophy, it's very scientific. So fall down is also very scientific. Very scientific philosophy. Because if you don't cultivate loving affection for Krishna, you will naturally be affectionate to a woman. That's all. You pluck a rose from the garden, you have to give to somebody. Come and give to Kunja Vihari. Or you will stick your neck out of the window looking for a beautiful girl. Is anybody who can take this rose? And that's very natural. You have to love somebody. Even an old man in a home, his wife is dead and gone, you know, son, daughter married and gone abroad. No one is there, he gets a puppy dog to show his love. Everybody has to show love. And if somebody says, no, I am, you know, I don't show love to anybody in this world, nor I show love for Krishna, you know, I am like a stone, you know, I am emotionless. He's a cheater. He is simply a cheater. Even the most of the people who claim that they are jnani type and they have no emotions, they are cheaters. When they fall down, the whole truth will be exposed. You will see. And so many people who spoke like that have been exposed over a period of time. That is why Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya is teaching us how to experience Govinda Virahename. He said, If you don't have Govinda Virahaname, you will have Sri Virahaname. That is very natural. So that is what Prabhupada is saying here, that to cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being must have this feeling of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. That means if somebody has no affection, what do you understand? He's dead. He's a stone, like this one. It has no life. It's like that only. So, one sadhu baba had an ashram, small ashram in Vrindavan. So one man came to him and said, "I want to become your shishya." He said, "Oh really? What are you doing?" He said, "No, I am giving up everything. You know, I have my wife, I have my children, I have my family, and I have no affection for anybody. I have become detached from everybody, so I have come to join the ashram." So the sadhu baba said, "You go home now. Come after a few years," he said. "I told you I have no attachment or affection to anybody. And why you are not allowing me to join?" He said, "You need attachment and affection for something which can be transformed into attachment or affection for Krishna. If you have no attachment, you are a stone. What can I do with you?" He said. So, you need emotion, material emotion, which has to be transformed into spiritual emotion. See, material emotion is pathetic and pitiable. Petty. Because the material emotion makes us behave like animals. Like the material emotion, when it comes through the body, it is called sex urge. When it comes through the mind, it is called emotional insecurity. So every living entity in this world who doesn't know Krishna, they exhibit their emotion through sex life, sex urge through the body, which is biological function for reproduction purpose, which is considered pleasurable, which is only imagination. So that is physical, it comes out as physical urge, and the mental urge is emotional insecurity. People feel lonely. "I hope that somebody cares for me, somebody loves me, you know, somebody pats on my back and says I am okay, you know, and somebody, you know, embraces me, you know, somebody thinks about me, you know, somebody takes my problems as their problems and gives me solutions. In this way, let somebody love me, let somebody give me some gift. You know, let somebody escort me everywhere and let somebody not leave me alone." All this is what? Emotional need. We feel emotional need. Similarly, physical need, urge. As soon as you see some good looking woman, immediately mind becomes agitated. One feels sexual urge. Seeing cinema posters, seeing women, this is sexual urge. Both these urges, physical and mental, these are all urges which are shadowy urges of the pure love that emanates from the soul on a spiritual platform. These are actually shadowy, perverted reflections. Whereas the soul who emanates pure love, when he has identified his object of love, Krishna, completely taken shelter of him, then these lower nature urges will be finished. This will not be there. Because then when you see the beauty of the woman in the world, you will know it's a display of illusory energy, Maya Shakti. And this emotional urge of loneliness will not be there. It will go away. Because one knows, hey, Krishna is there with me in my heart at every moment. He is coming a super soul, just like the moon. Wherever you walk, the moon comes with us. Similarly, Krishna is also coming with me wherever I go. He is watching me, he is witnessing me. One becomes fearless completely. Because if Krishna is protecting me, no one can kill me. But even if somebody kills me, that happens within the witness of Krishna only. So I have nothing to fear. Or even if somebody kills me, then what? I leave this body and go to another body. One becomes completely fearless when one is assured of Krishna's protection. Similarly, when one is understanding Krishna's nature, his love, just like Kunti Maharani told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, the sun may become cool," she said, "or the moon may become hot, but your vachan will never be broken." She said, "You promised that my children will rule the world, although they are 5 and Kauravas are 100. Now I am seeing that somehow miraculously you made them emerge victorious from the Kurukshetra battle." She said, "This is a great miracle that you performed, because you never break your vow. You are called a Satya Sankalpa," she said. So this is Krishna's quality called Satya Sankalpa, which gives deep faith to his devotees. Similarly, it's called as a Priyambada. Priyambada means one who speaks very sweetly. After the Kaliya was subdued, Krishna told Kaliya, my dear Kaliya, you might have felt great pain when I dance on your heads, because you are emanating blood and poison and smoke and everything. You are the king of all serpents. So whatever I did to you, please don't take it seriously. Give up your anger. And Kaliya became very humble after that. He said, how sweetly Krishna is speaking. So he became friendly with Krishna after that. So in this way, Krishna is very expert in speaking very sweetly. Just like when Bhrigumuni kicked on the chest of Vishnu, how sweetly he spoke. He said, oh my dear great sage, you are Brahmana, your feet are so soft and my chest is so hard. You know, because of kicking in my chest, you know, your feet must be paining. Let me massage your feet. And just because you have put the dust particles from your lotus feet on my chest, I think my chest has become pavitra now. I think Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi will be happy to reside in my chest because your holy dust has dust my heart. Who can speak like this? So sweet and so tender and so humble. And immediately there were tears gliding down the eyes and cheeks of Bhrigumuni. So Krishna can speak so sweetly, he can melt the hearts of anybody. So he's also called as a Ruchira. Ruchira means one who is sweet-natured.
Kavasaheta viragam purushottamasya premavaloka ruchira smitavalgu jalpaihi stairyam samana maharan madumani ninam Romotsavom mamayatam krivitankitayah.
This is a prayer by Bhumadevi, Bhumi. She is praying. She is telling, my dear Krishna, when you were in Vrindavan, I was always joyful. When you were in Mathura, I was joyful. When you were in Dwaraka, I never felt any separation. Why? Because your lotus footprints have to touch the Bhumi always. So I never felt separation. But when you are in Mathura and Dwaraka, Brijabasis were crying. When you go to Vrindavan, then Dwarakavasis would cry. Whereas I never cried. Why? Because your feet are always touching my Bhumi. But now that you are leaving the Bhumi and returning to your spiritual world, now I am going to be feeling great pain because all the trees and grasses in the surface of the earth are compared to the hairs of Bhumi. So my hairs were standing pulagangita, we call it. I was so joyful, but now that you have left the world, what a great loss it is for the Bhumi. The jewel of earth has returned to spiritual world. And then she said, your ruchira smita valgu jalpai. Your loving glances, your sweet smile, and also valgu jalpai means sweet speech. Like Priyambada, I said, this is also sweet speech. Your loving glances and your sweet smile and your sweet speech, smita valgu jalpai, are so powerful that you can subdue even great queens like Satyabhama, who are very angry personalities. Like Satyabhama. Satyabhama once demanded Krishna, you have given Parijata flower to Rukmini, what about me? Krishna said, why will I give you one flower? I'll give you a whole tree. He told her. So, in this way, you know, in this world, for a man to manage one wife is so difficult. Imagine one angry wife, she will make a man's life hellish. Whereas Krishna had how many? 16,108 wives. So Prabhupada says, this is surely God because nobody can manage. So she is telling, Bhumi is glorifying Krishna that you, not only you had so many wives, you could satisfy every one of them. Every one of them felt. Prabhupada says, in those days in India, Mughals were ruling, Muslim kings. Sometimes a Muslim king would marry 50, 60 wives, but he could not manage them. Because, you know, you can imagine if somebody had 365 wives, you know, only one day in a year he can meet her. Is it not? You just go to one wife, one day in a year. Other times of the year, the wife will be thinking, when will this fellow come back again? Whereas for Krishna, what he would do? He expanded himself into 16,108 forms. And in each palace he was there. When Narada Muni went to Dwaraka, in each palace, one palace Krishna was riding on a chariot, in another palace he was doing yajna, another palace he was sitting with Rukmini in a swing, another palace he was playing shatranji with the queen, Like that, every palace Krishna was, one palace he was distributing prasad to the brahmanas. So, everywhere Narada Muni found Krishna doing activities like this. And in the morning when he would come out of the palaces, he would merge into one body and then go to the palace. He could do like that. Whereas the Muslim kings, he would marry, sometimes Muslim kings marry too many wives. And the kings could not enjoy, only the servants were enjoying. Prabhupada says in one place. Because the man cannot enjoy so many women, it's just not possible for him. Whereas Krishna could expand into so many forms. So, of course, this is called as Ruchira, means he is very sweet in speech. And similarly, Krishna is called as a Vavaduka. Vavaduka means one who can speak in a way that all your miseries and grief will be evaporated. Like Arjuna was in a great state of stress and tension in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. And by hearing Bhagavad Gita, he became completely joyful. And he victoriously, you know, he fought the battle very wonderfully. Also, Vavaduka means one who can answer any question under the sun. There is no question which he cannot answer. That's the meaning. Vavaduka also means one who can speak a very elaborate information in a capsule, in a small capsule. Just like Bhagavad Gita is like a capsule, 700 verses. And then people write commentaries to that elaborately, exhaustively. In fact, one verse you can speak 2 hours, 3 hours also. So Krishna comprises a large volume of information like in a zip file. He gives in Bhagavad Gita, capsule form. So he's called as Vavaduka, means very powerful in speech. One of the qualities of Krishna is called Buddhiman. Buddhiman means one who has a sharp memory and fine discretion. He's called Buddhiman. Sharp memory means he never forgets what you did millions of lifetimes ago. He keeps track as a super soul. And then he awards you sukha dukkha according to that, what you did millions of years ago. He doesn't forget very easily. You see, when Muchukunda, there was one king called Muchukunda who fought for the demigods and he defeated many asuras. And demigods were very happy. They asked Muchukunda, what do you want? Do you want some apsaras? Do you want gold? Do you want silver? Or do you want to enjoy Somaras in heaven with us? Muchukunda said, I am extremely tired. I don't want anything. I just want good sleep. But my fear is somebody will disturb me in my sleep. So I am going inside a cave and sleeping. Give me a boon that if anybody would disturb me in my sleep and I open my eyes and look at them, they will be burnt to ashes. That's a boon he asked. And demigods gave him. So he went to a cave and he was sleeping. At the time, one fellow called Kalayavana was chasing after Krishna, and Krishna was walking, Kalayavana was running, but still he couldn't touch Krishna. That's a miracle. Because Kalayavana was running in the same place like this. So, and Krishna walked very easily. And then Krishna went and entered into a cave. And that's the cave where Muchukunda was sleeping. When the Kalayavana came, the cave was pitch dark. He didn't find anyone. And then he found somebody was sleeping with a blanket on. And he thought Krishna is hiding behind the blanket. So he gave a big kick. Samathadaya, that he said. He gave a big kick. When he gave a kick, immediately Muchukunda got up and, who is this fellow disturbing me? He looked at him. And then the whole body got completely burnt. Only skeletons were left. The whole fellow got burned down. So, see, this is called a fine discretion. Krishna didn't want to touch Kalayavana because he was a mlecha and cow flesh eater. Krishna didn't want to be touched by him. So without touching him, he killed him. Such kind of fine discretion Krishna has. You see? Not only that, when Muchukunda looked at Krishna in the cave, and Krishna's body was not getting burned, because it is a spiritual body. And then Muchukunda asked, hey, who are you? I see that your feet are not touching the ground. Your feet are standing on the lotus. Are you some devata? He didn't know who he was, actually. He didn't know who Krishna was. Are you some devata? Are you the Supreme Lord? I don't know who you are. And then Krishna smiled and told him, you see, Muchukunda, you were my pure devotee in your previous life. And I have come to give you my darshan. Because you always aspired to see me and serve me. So now here I am. Because I am here to fulfill your aspiration. Which means Krishna remembered something from Purva Janam of Muchukunda. So Krishna has a very sharp memory. He never forgets. In fact, if you love Krishna and serve him, even if you are sleeping, he will wake you up and give you his darshan. But if one doesn't love Krishna and serve him, even when you are wide awake, you can't see him. You see? सोने वाले को उठा कर दर्शन दिया. कैन यू इमेजिन. सो दिस इज कॉल्ड बुद्धिमान, फाइन डिस्क्रिशन एंड शार्प मेमोरी. इट हैज इन्यूमरेबल क्वालिटीज. अनदर क्वालिटी ऑफ कृष्णा इज कॉल्ड हत अरि गति दायक. हत मीन्स टू किल, अरि मीन्स शत्रु, करेक्ट, एनिमी. हत अरि मीन्स वेन ही किल्स द एनिमी. गति दायक, ही गिव्स दम द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन, स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. यू ऑल नो पूतना, राइट? वेन पूतना केम टू किल कृष्णा, बट कृष्णा सा शी हैड टू कॉम्पोनेंट्स. वन वॉज शी हैड अ मलाइस और एनवी फॉर कृष्णा टू वॉन्ट टू किल हिम. And there was another component where she wanted to feed milk to Krishna, the small baby. So she picked up the child and kept on the lap. And Krishna was thinking, now what should I do with this lady? She has two desires. So what Krishna did? He killed her by sucking the breast that was smeared with poison. And he sent the soul to spiritual world. He sent the soul to spiritual world where she became assistant to Yashoda Maya. So that is why when he kills the demons get gati. Gati dayaka means one who gives the ultimate gati, you see. Similarly, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Krishna was riding the chariot of Arjuna, all the soldiers on either side were watching the beauty of Krishna. Krishna was wearing a pitambar. His body was bluish in complexion. His eyes were like lotus petals. He was wearing a beautiful mukut and curly locks of hair. It's called Keshava. He has long hair, very beautiful hair. And when people are seeing, they saw the shining beauty of Krishna carrying the ropes of the horses in his hand and driving them, like that he was doing, driving them. And this was seen by Bhishma Pitama, who very much appreciated it. In fact, Bhishma is considered more fortunate than Arjuna also, because he got to see the front beautiful darshan of Krishna. So, even the enemy soldiers on the Kaurava side were admiring Krishna's beauty. So there is a verse which says in the Bhagavatam, Tataiva janye naraloka veera ya ahave krishna mukaravindam netre pibanto nayana abhiramam parthastra puta padamapurasya. This verse says, Tataiva janye naraloka veera, all the soldiers on either side of the battle, whoever was watching Krishna's beauty, they all got liberated from this world. And when Partha Astra means the arrow from Partha's bow, when it came and touched some enemy, immediately it evaporated their envy. Immediately, just like you put a sprinkle some water particles on a tava, that it absorbs. You've seen that? And a tava, when it is very hot, you sprinkle some water, takes it. Like that, as soon as Partha's arrow touched enemy, it took away the envy immediately. And when envy is removed, what happens? You become free, liberated. Then they directly went to the spiritual world. So those who were looking at Krishna with great love, they entered into Goloka Vrindavan. Because they developed a desire to serve him. And those who looked at Krishna, you know, with reverence, they entered Vaikuntha. Those who looked at Krishna with envy, their envy was evaporated and they were sent to Brahma Jyoti. In this way, all the three, it is said, Padamapurasya. Can you imagine how powerful Krishna is? That he is called as Hata Ari Gati Dayak. He is offering Gati even to the Ari. Like imagine if some enemy comes to kill you, will you give him any favor? You will immediately call the police to make sure he is captured and put behind the bars. Is it not true? But it's very amazing. Actually, Krishna is so absolute. Absolute means, he is so pure that anyone who comes and has an encounter with him, they cannot get anything bad, anything inauspicious. It's not possible. Which means even if Krishna is sending an arrow on somebody or chakra on somebody, it is like that turns into a garland for that other person. Because attaining the gati means it's like attaining a garland, is it not? Even for Shishupal or anybody like that. Everybody. Because from Krishna's hand, nothing inauspicious can come. Only auspiciousness can come. That's why it's called Hatari Gati Dayaka. So, like this, there are 64 qualities of Krishna which are explained. We can go on describing, the beauty of his form, the nature of Krishna. Sumukam, Suhridam, Sulabam, Sukhadam. You will read in the Venkatesa Prabhatam. Sumukam means he has a beautiful face. Suhridam means his heart is also very beautiful. Sukhadam means he always awards happiness to everybody. Sumakam, Sulabham means, labham means is easily achievable by anyone who comes favorably to him and seeks his shelter, he is immediately available, very easily. And his kind nature cannot be described in words. Dhruva Maharaja's mother told Dhruva, "My dear child, you are so frustrated by your stepmother's behavior. But I am unable to pacify you. But if you go to jungle, when you meet Krishna face to face," she said, "he can give you the love of a million mothers." So, in this way, when one becomes knowledgeable about Krishna first, properly, and one does not harbor any foolish and misconceptions about Krishna, like somebody is thinking Krishna was a big politician, he was a big diplomat, you know, Krishna was some king or something. So, like one organization says that, you know, this Krishna must have done a lot of punya, that he got a beautiful body, you know, they're saying. Because they're thinking he's also like you and me. So many foolish people. Like one organization, well-known organization in Maharashtra, you all may be aware also. It's called as Pandurang Atale Swadhyay Parivar, well-known. They do a lot of social service. So their murti, they worship is Krishna only. They call him as Yogeshwar. But if you read those books, go deeper into the philosophy, you know what they say? One of the things they say is, you know, Krishna was like a Robin Hood. That he would take butter from the homes of some people and distribute it to the poor people. So we also want to do service like that. We also want to do social service. Take from the rich people and distribute to poor. Like Krishna did, he says. Another thing they say, you know, Krishna stole a lot of butter, but he himself didn't eat. He was feeding to the monkeys and other people. Similarly, we also want to learn from him how to do social service. You know, they are saying like this. So, if you see, their philosophy, their logic is mostly about, you know, social service. Just like even our, Sadhu Vaswani people. Very good people. Good nature. I have been to their matha many times. We have done kirtan. They call us for kirtan, we go. But if you go close and read the philosophy, you know, they will say, what is the need of making a golden murti of some god or somebody like that? Instead, you can melt the murti and feed the poor, they will say. So, I read such a writing in one place. Although they may use the word Radha, Lalita, Vishakha and all that they use, you know, Radhe, Radhe. When we go also, they also sing Hare Krishna Kirtan and all. But the end point is very important. What is their goal? What does that organization stand for? They are standing for social service. That's all. Similarly, even Atulaji people are also a little spiritual minded. They also read Bhagavad Gita and all that. But the end goal is what? Social service only. You know, just to feed the bellies. But if you very carefully see, if you simply become busy, preoccupied in feeding the bellies, you feed the bellies in today morning, then afternoon the belly is empty. Is it not true? You feed in the afternoon, night it's empty. Okay, somebody may say, no, we'll give him a job. Okay, you're given a job. Do you think he'll be satisfied in a job? Now you give a man on the street, you take him and give him a job of 5,000 rupees. He'll be very grateful to you. Thank you, sir. You have given me life. Aapki photo rakkar puja karunga. Kya kar diya aapne kitna humko? He'll be very, very grateful to you. But just meet him after 1 year, he'll be envious of his colleagues. Mujhe kyun tanka de rahe hain 5,000, usko de rahe hain 8,000. He will be comparing always. Because there is no end to greed in this world until you come to the lotus feet of Krishna. Where there is no envy. So they'll become greedy, they will compete with others, they will cause harm to others, they will cause trouble to others. Similarly in this world, you can never make people constantly happy because you open a hospital to serve the people. You know, somebody is breaking the hand. Okay, they broke the hand, you set it right, then they break another hand or another leg. Okay, set right the leg, then they get a cardiac problem, a heart attack or something like that, or brain tumor or something. This body is a dying body, perishable body, changing body, temporary body. And you can never make anyone permanently happy in this body. Prabhupada says this body is like a piece of flesh that is only flapping for a few moments. The reality is Atma, the Chidvastu. Chidvastu means Chetan Vastu, Atma. which can never be destroyed in this body. Because Krishna says that. Avinashi tu tadviddi yena sarvam idam tatam. He says there is one indestructible personality in this body called Atma. And that is never destroyed, even when the body is destroyed. And that's a real person, you know, who is the part and parcel of Krishna. And if you don't introduce a person to Krishna, he is never going to be satisfied. He'll be running from pillar to post in this world trying to enjoy life. He'll never be satisfied. So, many social welfare organizations, they superficially see the material body and trying to serve the body without serving the soul. It's like polishing the cage without feeding the bird, as we say, you know. Or feeding the goat food. Like you go to some marriage party, take some 2 gulab jamuns and put in this pocket, you know, 2 some rasagulla and put it here. Will your hunger be satisfied? Yeah, if you feed the goat, then the person will not be satisfied. Or you put petrol in the car, you know, driver's hunger will not be satisfied. Like we come in a car, we tell the driver, you just sit inside, we'll put petrol, be satisfied. He will say, Prabhuji, give me some breakfast for me also. Is it not? Because the soul's food is different and the body's food is different. So the whole social welfare organizations, what food are they giving? Yeah. And they are not helping the people to develop loving attachment to Krishna, you see. This is the gift of Srila Prabhupada. When he went to the West, even in West he could awaken Krishna prema in the hearts of living hippies. Prabhupada says, now here, you will see here, subsequently you will say here. Yeah. Srimati Kunti wanted to serve the Lord without diversion. The unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or not in the program of the Lord. This is what social service. You see, social service appears little emotionally touching to heart. Are kuch to kar rahe hain ye log, inko bhi kyun aap log is tarah bura bala bol rahe ho? You know, people ask like that. That is why Prabhupada is saying 2 things, non-godly and another one is not in the program of the Lord. See how sharp words Prabhupada is using. Non-godly means, you know, eating, you know, smoking cigarette, drinking liquor and wasting our life. That is non-godly. And what is that which is not in the program of the Lord? Social service. You see, it looks very attractive. But it is, like for example, Prabhupada says one mother told her son, I'll go to market and purchase something and come, take care of your younger brother. So younger brother, small boy, he was crying, and the elder brother asked, Baya, you know, Baya, what happened? Why are you crying? He said, I asked mom for this, you know, pakoda and samosa, she is not giving me. You please give. He said, don't worry, I'll get it for you. Just went to the neighborhood shop and got some pakodas and, you know, bhaji and samosa and everything, and he fed it to the younger brother, who was very nicely, happily eating, and the mother returned. When she saw it, she caught hold of the elder son and gave him a big slap. She said, you fool, what have you done? He asked, what have I done? She said, this fellow has typhoid now. He's not supposed to be eating all these oily items. It will even make his situation worse. So you think you are benefiting, but you are actually harming. You understand? You are actually harming him like that. Similarly, so when this elder brother was very nice to the younger brother, this appears to be very nice program, isn't it? It's very nice samosa eating program. How nice the elder brother is, so good. You know, he never denied what I wanted. But ultimately it became harmful. That's the Prabhupada is saying. Not in the program of mother. Not in the program of... There are many people doing many so-called nice things going on in this world, which is not in the program of the Lord at all. God doesn't want that. He's saying, when the program is changed into service of the Lord, that is to say, when the senses are purified in relation to the service of the Lord, it is called pure, unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection, and prayed for it from the Lord. Her affection for the Pandavas and Brishnis is not out of the range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here, the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and Vrishnis was due to family relation, he says. This tie of affection in terms of material relation is the relation of Maya. Because the relations of the body or the mind are due to the influence of the external energy. Maya. Relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage. But the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. So the relation to the material bodies causes bondage, and relation to the of the soul to Krishna causes freedom. Yeah. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relation with the super soul. Somebody may say, Prabhuji, I am soul, my mother, father are soul. So soul, we will have nice relation. No, we can only have relation to the via medium of super soul. I'll tell you why. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means seeing, which means seeing the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Such a powerful example. Like for example, in darkness can we see each other? We can't. But when there is sun, you can see. So you can see others via medium of the sun. Similarly, this hand has a laddu and this hand has a Mysore Pak. He says, hey, you give me laddu, I'll give myself a pak. We both will enjoy. Can they enjoy? Part and part cannot enjoy. Part can enjoy by serving the whole. So when you put the laddu in the belly, then this hand enjoys. When you put the Mysore Pak in the belly, he enjoys. So in fact, when you put the laddu in the belly, not only they too enjoy, all parts of the body enjoy. By serving the whole. By serving the whole, the parts enjoy. But the parts cannot enjoy each other. Another point, we are all called energy. We are not energetic. Who is energetic? Krishna. So energetic can enjoy the energy. But one energy cannot enjoy another energy. It's not possible. So the living entities are all called energies. We are called Tatastha Shakti. The metal world is called Bahiranga Shakti. So one Shakti cannot enjoy another Shakti. Only Shaktiman can enjoy Shakti. These two points should be remembered. That's why he's saying here that you can only cultivate loving relationship through the via medium of Krishna. He's saying. And Prabhupada used to call this call the material relationships a skin disease, used to say. This requires a little explanation. What is skin disease? Say, for example, if a beautiful girl comes here, a boy becomes too conscious of his body. Immediately will see. Doing like this. Whether I'm dressed as proper. You've seen that? How many of you agree people do that? Yes. This is skin disease. What is skin disease? Bodily consciousness. You think that is a girl and I am a boy. Actually, there is no difference. I am also soul and that is also soul only. But the soul is covered by some metal body which is a perverted distinction is made. Ideally speaking, we should see all living beings. We have 8.4 million cousins in this world. Like one cousin is wearing a squirrel dress, one cousin is wearing goat dress, one cousin is wearing cow dress, one cousin is wearing elephant dress, one cousin is wearing, female dress. Other cousins are wearing male dresses. And we are wearing male dress. In this way one should see. The material bodies are only dresses upon the soul. Like that we should see. Then we will not have the skin disease problem. You see. Like the Americans are white and Africans are black. They had a terrible problem. That is actual skin disease. It's not only bodily consciousness. You are white, I am black, you are my slave. And all that. So in this way, these kind of problems come due to bodily consciousness. See this fellow, this Hitler. He took the most auspicious symbol of swastik and used it on his flag. So, bolta to hai ki main bada shubha karya kar raha hu, lekin bada ashubha karya kar raha hai. Such a rascal, he killed millions and millions of Jews out of hatred for the Jews by putting them in gas chambers and killing them in wholesale. Putting them in concentration camps and feeding them urine and stool coming out of their own bodies. Such kind of torture during the Second World War, if you see, he has done. It is due to skin disease, bodily consciousness. They are Jews, I am a German. You have to understand this. When we don't understand the Atma, what kind of problems can come in this world? You see, when you know the difference between you can tell your friends, new people also, when you meet, you can tell them. Because Hitler did not know the difference between Atma and body. Just see how many millions of people he killed. Stalin also. Hitler, Stalin and all these people. Are the whites and blacks making the blacks slave to themselves. So many, many great reformers have fought, like Nelson Mandela, like the people. So that is also bodily consciousness. Similarly, Prabhupada says, we have attachment to our brothers, sisters, mother, father, which is also due to bodily consciousness. Like you see, for example, you are all living in a voice now. There are so many devotees here. They are chanting 16 rounds, they are rising in the morning, they are following all the rules and regulations. Still, sometimes you may not have so much affection for them, as much as affection you have for your brother. How many of you agree? Correct? Yeah, what is it due to? Blood relationship, bodily consciousness. Yeah, it's due to skin disease, he's saying. So, we sometimes think of our relatives in our own mind and we develop deep attachment for them. When you interact with somebody, you know, for a long time, again and again and again, then that hard knot is formed. We develop attachment. Because right from childhood, with mother, father, relatives, friends, we develop attachment. And you can see that. Like somebody is going from Pune station to some other place in a train, somebody's daughter is going or son is going, you can see mother, father come to station, send off. They cry like this, train Tata and all. You've seen that? Yeah, that is bodily consciousness. You've seen that? Yeah. They may be going for 3 months or 6 months. Even for that they cry. Because the bodily connection is very strong. Over a period of time, people think that, children think my parents are there for us, and parents think our children are there for us. They think like that. Like you see, somebody has passed away, they died. And then the dead body is lying in the front. Sometimes they have the Shraddhanjali. You've seen that? In that they say, hey so and so, wherever you are, I don't know where you are, but don't worry, I am there for you. They say. Somewhere they were saying like this. I was wondering, how are you there for him? That fellow has gone to another family somewhere. We don't know, he may be a beggar also somewhere. And if he wants money, can you provide him? There is only one person who can say, I am there for you. Who? Krishna. Yeah, Krishna, because he is really there for us. How? A super soul. So Krishna can go and tell everywhere to everyone, I am there for you, don't worry. And he says also in scriptures, he says, don't worry. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyo vedanta vidheva chaham. Similarly, he says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridadeshe arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya kshetrajnam cha apimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. He is saying, you are a kshetrajna in one body. I am a kshetrajna in all the bodies. I am there for you, he says. Only things people don't know. But they think material relatives are there for us, people think. But our material relationships and friendships are like what? Even if they want to help you, they can't help us. Like one Mataji in Nagar, in those days, she was undergoing this, dialysis they call it. They remove all the blood from the body and they put it back, dialysis they call it. So the husband was spending every month 1 lakh or 2 lakhs for her. And then all his money got empty. Then he asked the relatives, they gave him 5 lakh, 10 lakhs. Till one point of time, no relatives were ready to give him any more money. And he had to tell his wife, I'm very sorry, I've spent only 30, 40 lakhs now. Now I don't have anything. I've sold the house, now I'm a beggar on the road now. I have nothing to give you. I don't even have enough money for my survival now. Now you have to die. And she died also, subsequently. The point I'm telling you is that in this world, somebody wants to save you also, they cannot. You understand? Even if they want to save you also. But they don't have ability to save you in this world. And somebody wants to supply you some ingredients. Many times parents desire to give their sons enough money for education. But sometimes they don't have enough money. In education, you want to take education loan, you don't get loan also. So many students miss out engineering because neither could parents give money nor could they get education loan. You know that? Yeah. Because we are living in a world where the resources are limited, demands are unlimited. Because every living entity has unlimited desires in this world. And everybody is grabbing others' property. Because of which in this world, although relatives may say, I am there for you, actually, they cannot protect our bodies. They cannot, all types of protection they cannot give actually in this world. And then you will also find your great-grandfather is gone already. He's gone. Just like a railway station. When you come from Pune, you come to Shivajanagar, Ekadmutar Gaya. You come to Kadiki, how are you? The grandfather already Uttar Gaya. Unke baad kaun Uttar Jayenge? grandfather, then father, then mother, then we also. Humble udhar jayenge again. And then the family may continue. In this way, one by one in this world, those people who said, I am there for you, they won't be there for us. They'll all go away. But one person will always be with us. That is Krishna. That's why he is saying here, Kunti is telling, my dear Krishna, I am developing attachment to Pandavas and Rishnis. It's foolishness because it's bodily attachment, she is saying. Because they won't be there for me when I die. You will be with me. And you will be there, janam janam ke saati. You say, no? Log to bolte hain janam janam ke saati, lekin koi aa nahi sakta saath mein. You know? There is one song in Tamil, I'll tell you. Veedu varai uravu, veedi varai manaivi, kaadu varai pillai, kadaisi varai yaro, kadaisi varai yaro. You know what he is saying? The veedu varai uravu means all the relatives will come when a person dies. They will come to the home and watch the dead body and say some words and push off. And vidhi vare manavi, wife will come up to the end of the street, seeing the dead body being carried away to the smashan, isn't it? And kaadu vare pillai, the son will come up to the smashan ghat, where he will take a pot in the hand and go anti-clockwise and break the pot and all that he will do, in a puja vidhi and all. After that he will leave and go back to home. Kadesi vare yaro. Then who will accompany me after that, he is asking. Unfortunately, I don't know whether he could meet Arakshana devotees, they would have told him, Paramatma will accompany you. Huh? He doesn't know the answer. We have the answer from Bhagavad Gita. Huh? The person who will accompany you after that is who? The Supersoul Krishna. That is why we have to strike relation with him. And all other relations are all superficial relations in this world. This is permanent relationship. Like that Prabhupada is saying. Huh? And then he is saying, in the previous verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Queen Kunti prayed that Lord kindly cut off her attraction for her kinsmen, the Pandava and Vrishni families. However, giving up one's attraction for material things is not sufficient, Prabhupada is saying. Enjoyment means variety. It is not possible to enjoy anything without variety. So why has God created so many colors and so many forms? In order to create enjoyment out of variety, for variety is the mother of enjoyment. Mayapati philosophers, impersonalists want to negate this variety. But what is the result? Because they do not engage in devotional service, they simply undertake hard labor of austerities and penances without achieving any permanent result. And then they fall back, he is saying. And then Prabhupada is saying here, as a woman, Kunti Devi had a relationship with two families, that was her attachment. Therefore she prayed to Krishna to cut off these relationships and free her. But after becoming free, what should she do? That is the question. One may be employed in some business and feeling inconvenience, he may resign from that job. Like for example, you are working for a company and they are making you slog 16 hours a day. You are getting sickly and your whole body is falling apart. Then you resign from the job. And then what you will do? Search for another job. That's very natural. That resignation may be alright. But if by resigning one becomes unemployed and has no engagement, then what is the value of resigning? So those who are frustrated and confused want to negate this material world. They know what they don't want, but they do not know what they do want. People are always saying, I don't want this, I don't want that. But what do they want? That they don't know. What one should actually want is explained by Kunti Devi. She says, let my family relationships stop, but let my relationship with you be confirmed. In other words, she does not want to be attracted to anything but Krishna. This is perfection and this is actually wanted. The word ananya vishaya means ananya bhakti, undeviating devotional service. We must simply be attached to Krishna 24 hours a day without deviation. In this way, our renunciation can become perfect. If we think we can be attached to Krishna and material things at the same time, we are mistaken. We cannot ignite a fire and at the same time pour water on it. If we do, the fire will not act. Generally what people think, and Prabhupada says elsewhere, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together, he says. Like you cannot break four relative principles at the same time be a wonderful devotee. Is it possible? Not possible. But there are pleasures that are allowed for us within the Lakshman Rekha of religion. Say for example, say some of you make a plan that, you know, we want to go to Chaupati on a Sunday morning. You know, Maharaj is giving a lecture, Bhagavatam, that is 8 o'clock. 5 o'clock we take a car and we reach there. So make a plan. So you bought the car. Now when you're going in the car, you go up to Lonavala, there's a very nice cool breeze coming. Somebody says, hey, it's not a cool breeze, Sarah, let's go and see. You take a detour and go. And then you see a very big valley, huge valley, green valley, very beautiful, and they're selling chickies there. Eat Lonavala chickie and relax in the car. And you look at the watch, it'll be 1 o'clock. Isn't it? So in this way, the living entities get hijacked by the pleasures offered by Maya. You see like that. But in Krishna consciousness, it's not that you cannot have any pleasure. Say, somebody may go from Pune to Mumbai like that, but on the way, you can purchase chicken, Lonavala, vada pav and karjat. One you can buy. But you are going in the track and the goal is not forgotten. Huh? What is the goal? To attend the class there. Like that, the Vedas also allow some sanction for some pleasures. Like right now, you are staying in voice. Are you not eating good food? But the goal of life is not to eat good food. The goal of life is what? To attain Krishna. But while attaining Krishna, you can also eat good food. In case you want to marry, you can marry a woman also. You want to have children, you can have children. You want to have a job, you can have a job. In this way, there are many things allowed for you. But the goal should not be forgotten. The goal is to go back to Krishna. So, this is very important for a practicing devotee. In the name of settling material life, one should not lose track of spiritual life. That is called crash landing. Don't crash land in your life. Safe land in Krishna consciousness. Why crash land? Like one boy got a big job. He said, Prabhuji, I got a job in Reliance. Where is it? Patala Ganga. He said, in Patala Ganga, do you have any devotees? No. That's the only small problem, Prabhuji. Otherwise, everything else is there. Company is giving me quarters. You know, they are giving me a separate cabin to work. And they are giving me 45,000 rupees, you know. And it's a beautiful place, Prabhuji. Climate is also very nice, Prabhuji. It is not very hot. So everything is there, Prabhuji. This one small thing is not. Only devotees are not. Is it one small thing? It is everything. You know, you should say that, you know, all nonsense is there. Only devotees are not there. So, in this way, one should know that the goal should not be forgotten. That's why she is praying, let me come back to you. It is very good to preach renunciation of the world. But side by side, we must have attraction for something. Otherwise, our renunciation will not remain. We see many Mayavadi sannyasis and all that he is saying, Prabhupada is saying. So, even all of us, Prabhupada is then glorifying in the end toward about the Vrajabasi Savandavan. So, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, the old temptations will come again and again. But how can you surpass the temptations and be fixed in Krishna consciousness? For that, one has to practice spiritual life seriously. Because right now, our understanding of Krishna consciousness is very theoretical. It's on an intellectual platform. Like, you know, you may wear dhoti kurta, you may wear tilak, you may chant, dance, you know, do devotion service, because you're convinced that the path given by the acharyas must be true. Prabhupada and Prabhupada disciples, and it's coming in parampara, and it is convincingly presented, and you can see the world around how people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So we have taken to it. But at the same time, we also should know that we haven't developed, you know, fondness for Krishna like the Pandavas had fondness for Krishna or Kunti had fondness for Krishna. So that attachment is not there, due to which our mind sometimes is like a helicopter is flying and sometimes it is, you know, operating in the ground level. The wheel is touching the ground, kata 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 sometimes. Sometimes it's going up again. Sometimes it's coming down. So we are not able to permanently fly higher and higher and higher. So that is why Prabhupada says, don't lit a fire and pour water, he says. Only lit fire, don't pour water. Practice Krishna consciousness strictly and don't mix up sense gratification. Like imagine if a boy is staying in the voice, morning he is standing and dancing, wearing dhoti kurta tilak, everything, company is going and watching pornography. You know, do you think he can make any advancement? He is simply cheating himself. He is simply cheating himself. Because you may think that, you know, who is watching me? Now I am, you know, having my private cabin. You know, nobody is around. I can bolt the door and do it. Yeah, you can silently bolt the door and eat poison and die. Nobody is watching. I'll eat poison. I'll die, you know. He says a glorious thing. He's a fool. Later on, they'll break open the door and they will know you are dead now. Is it not? So, one should know that I have to be thoroughly honest. Because 24/7, the super soul with unblinking eyes is watching you. When you are opening pornography, he is feeling pathetic. Look at this rascal. You know, I gave him so much in the Krishna consciousness. I gave him such devotee friends. I have given so many Shiksha Gurus. So much knowledge I gave him. I fed him so much prasadam. Day after day, month after month, year after year. I have given him such a Sadguru. I have come in the form of deities. I have done so much and still this fellow is doing nonsense. And then Super Soul will plan some solid punishment for you. And then that will be on the way. It will be coming very soon for such people. That's why sometimes a devotee gets a solid punishment he gets because he is playing with fire. Maya. Then Krishna gives punishment. Now somebody may say, Prabhuji, if Krishna also gives punishment, then why to practice Krishna consciousness? I'll go to Maya. Oh, Maya's punishment is even more severe. It is like the difference between, imagine if a police is removing the thick belt and giving like that. Maya's punishment is like that. And Krishna's punishment is like mother slapping. Like this. Huh? Mother slapping is much better. Mother will never slap like a police, isn't it? Police slapping you have seen? Sometimes with left hand they slap sometimes. Ah, yeah. Like that they will slap. You have seen that? You have not seen it? Yeah. Very heavy slap. Such a slap, your ear will become deaf. So Maya also gives such slap. So you all want Maya slap or Krishna slap? No, you should say no slap. So when will Krishna slap? When you do wrong thing. So don't do any, don't go on the wrong path. Practice strictly, then you will never get any slap. Chilpapaki. Chilpattavindaki. So Divai Patil voice is a blossoming voice. So many wonderful devotees have come here. So actually we wanted to give you a pakka support to this voice. We had Vamanadeva Prabhu coming, morning he comes and evening he goes back. He has a lot of NVCC service, although he's a very wonderful devotee. And he says that in future he will try to come more. He is saying more days he'll spend. So you have Prem Nathan Prabhu, who is like a very caring mother, staying here practically 3 to 4 days. Giving support to all of you. Keshanpo is visiting you all once a month. So I was thinking that I should find out a devotee who can also come with Premanthanpo and stay for more days. So we were researching on who could be that special devotee and inspirer of more than 20 boys. He was the single facilitator for 20 boys.